Liberation from the Roman Empire. Luke 8, verses 22 to 39. During one of those days, Jesus and his apprentices got into a boat, and he said to them, "Let us leave this familiar side of the Sea of Galilee and cross over to the other side, which is foreign and enemy territory." Then Jesus peacefully went to sleep, trusting his Father to protect and provide. As they were making this treacherous crossing into a dangerous social context, a great storm of wind and rain assaulted them. Their boat began filling with water, and they were in great danger. Going to Jesus, his apprentices frantically woke him up, saying, "Teacher, teacher, we are going to die!" Waking up, Jesus rebuked the wind and the waves of water. The creation listened to him, and it became calm. Jesus then said to his apprentices, "Where is your trust in the Creator?" Fearing and marveling, they said to one another, "Who is this man? The wind and water listen to him and obey." They arrived and came to shore in the Roman region on the east side of the Sea of Galilee. While they were getting out of the boat, a man from the city, who was controlled by Roman culture, confronted Jesus. He was in open rebellion against the Creator and was living in the Roman Empire's ways of violence and death. Seeing Jesus, he rushed against him and cried out in a great voice, "What are you doing here, Jesus? This is not your territory. I command you to leave us alone." Many had tried to bind and control the Roman Empire with the power of chains and shackles, but it always broke free and roamed wherever it wanted. Jesus then directed this power to set the man free while asking, "What is your name?" It answered, "Roman Legion," because the power and ideology of the numerous Roman armies was controlling the man. This power of the Roman Legion then began urging Jesus to back down and not throw them into total destruction. A large herd of pigs, the mascot and symbol of the 10th Roman Legion, which occupied the lands of Israel, was nearby, grazing on a mountain. After the Roman Legion urged Jesus to allow them to enter into the pigs, Jesus permitted it. Coming out from the man, the power of the Roman Legion entered into the pigs. The herd then charged down the steep slope and into the sea to drown, just like the Egyptian Empire's armies when Moses had led the Israelites out of slavery. The pig herders, seeing what had happened, fled and reported it in the city and farms. Many then came out to see what had happened. They came to Jesus and found the man who had been possessed by the power of the Roman Empire, totally changed, and now learning at the feet of Jesus. Seeing this, they were greatly afraid, for there was now a power at work greater than that of the Roman legions. Those who witnessed it continued to spread the news of how the man, who had been occupied by the Roman legion, had been rescued by Jesus. Then great crowds gathered from the surrounding region and asked Jesus to leave their land, for they were terrified that the Roman Empire would hear of this and bring its wrath and vengeance upon them. So getting into the boat, Jesus started to return to Galilee. But the man, who had been rescued from the grips of the Roman legion, was begging to go with Jesus. But Jesus wouldn't allow him, saying, "Return to your home and describe everything the Creator has done to rescue you from the power of the Roman Empire." So the man returned home, proclaiming throughout the whole city everything that Jesus had done to rescue him from the voices, expectations, and spiritual forces of the Roman military.